Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kindle, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
Welcome to another episode of Inside Education. I'm your host, Eddie Kindle, Associate Superintendent at the Genesee Intermediate School District. Today's episode is a special one. Just over 1 year ago, we launched this podcast with our very first guest, GISD's own superintendent, Dr. Steve Tunnicliffe. Since then, we've shared stories highlighting innovation, student success, career pathways, and the incredible work happening in education across Genesee County. Now, 10 episodes later and over 1,200 listens, which we're excited about, we're sitting back down with Dr. Tunnicliffe to reflect on this past year, talk about the progress happening at the GISD, and looking forward to a discussion about what's next for education in Genesee County. So, Dr. Tunnicliffe, welcome back to Inside Education. I'm so glad you had an opportunity to sit down with us again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mr. Kindle, and thank you to your entire team for telling wonderful stories about the work that's going on here across Genesee County over the last year, and just excited to be a part of it again.
It's been a journey. It's been interesting. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope we get better every episode. So here's our kind of a take two with you. So we just have a few questions, but, you know, really, when we launched this podcast over a year ago, what were your hopes? What were you thinking that we could accomplish with this podcast?
Sure. Well, you and probably many of your listeners know I'm no media guru, but we recognized that and hoped that this podcast would be an opportunity to just have another venue for telling us the story of the work that's happening. Of course, not right here, not just right here in Genesee Intermediate School District, but across all of our schools in Genesee County on behalf of kids in our community. And I think it's done just that. You mentioned a number of the different topics that were discussed. And so I think the work of the podcast has done exactly that. It's given us another opportunity to tell a story.
Absolutely. And we have so many more podcasts that are in the works that we're really looking forward to presenting to our listeners for this upcoming school year. But why do you think storytelling and communication are so important in education today, especially in such a large county as Genesee County?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we often are reminded of as educators is the need to tell our story is because everybody has their own personal experience with education. We've all gone to school. We've been in classrooms, and for many of us, that last experience is our experience and our perception of education. And I think we have to remember, you know, not to date myself or certainly you, Mr. Kindle, too much, but you know, last time I participated as a student in high school was nearly 40 years ago. The last time I was a teacher in a high school was nearly 30 years ago. The last time I was a principal in a high school was almost 20 years ago. So you think about those decade changes and what's happened in classrooms and school buildings across, you know, certainly Genesee County and across our nation. Although we have that personal experience, sure, the reality is things are different.
Hopefully they're
different and better, and we're learning new and better ways to engage students. And so I think it is important to tell that story, because otherwise we just reflect on 40 years ago or 30 sure years ago or maybe even 5 years ago. And although that was our experience and that's important, it doesn't mean that that's the reality of what's going on in schools today.
And it's so different. And like you said, the pace and the rate of change is so fast. And just because you threw it out there, I am sure proud to say that I'm starting my 33rd year in education.
That's right.
But looking back at the first 10 episodes, and we've had many topics, but what stands out to you the most?
I think it's really, for me, just the wide range of topics. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, there's countless other topics already in the queue for this year. But that's the reality of, again, education today, and especially, you know, I'm proud of, and I know you are as well, education here in Genesee County. There are so many different initiatives and excellent work that's taking place. And quite honestly, a lot of times we don't tell the story of all the different programming, sure, all the different resources that in many cases are behind the scenes. And I think the first 10 episodes helped give a broad perspective of all of those different topics, the scope of work, and obviously the impact on students and educators in our community.
Absolutely. And what stands out to me is really the theme of collaboration and the importance that people know there's so many connections that we have with the 21 local school districts in Genesee County, as well as the 14 public school academies. But what do you think people may better understand about the GISD now than they did a year ago based on our work?
Yeah, I think you just mentioned it. I hope that each of those episodes, and including today's and everyone thereafter, highlights the importance of partnerships and collaboration. Mm-hmm. I know in our work with superintendents across the county, they believe that, they feel that. And I think it permeates across our organization and across the county, and that is that no one entity needs nor should get the credit for the successes or programming that we have. Everybody's working together for the betterment of kids.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, the better we collaborate, the better opportunities we have for kids across the county. And so I hope that that's one of the key things that comes through. The other one is innovation, and the fact that there's a lot of different things that are going on to make education better here for kids in our entire community across Genesee County. So I would certainly say partnerships and programming,
sure,
and innovative efforts.
And again, as well as a lot of counties, and like you said, I mean, education is changing. We used to be in this environment of competition. Now we're in an environment of connection and collaboration, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But what's most important about that are the way in which we go about being innovative. So what are some examples of innovation happening in Genesee County schools right now that you would like our listeners to know?
Yeah, I think, and some might not say, geez, that's innovative, but I think the reality is the way in mm-hmm. which we're collaborating and the extent that we're collaborating as school districts across the county is innovative and different. This true focus, united focus, I would say, on math and literacy all across our county allows us to provide professional development and programming to kind of go back to the basics, if you will, mm-hmm. For those of us who are a little bit older. The focus truly is around math and literacy, but the innovation is how we're working collaboratively, how we can really focus our work and our professional development so that we can get better together, as opposed to trying to do 50 different things and maybe none of them
silos.
Well. Exactly, and trying to eliminate those silos. I think that's one immediate area that I would mention. The other, of course, we mentioned this over a mm-hmm. year ago in the first podcast, is we recognize the role of AI. We recognize the importance of being thoughtful as to how that's integrated into education, but we also recognize we can't ignore it. And I think that's one of those key areas. We have a countywide initiative now, a mm-hmm. countywide task force all 21 districts are a part of, around what is the best, most responsible way to integrate AI into education, and getting the feedback at all levels so that we can do that, again, thoughtfully. And I think the one other thing I would mention is we're doing some pretty innovative things around opportunities for kids with special needs. And often, you know, we're here at GCI, and I think most people know it's the second largest program in the state of Michigan, and recognized as a flagship. We have great programs here.
We do.
But a lot of times we don't also recognize the programs for students with really significant and special needs across Genesee County. And I'm just really proud of facility enhancements that have happened, ones that are on the way, programmatic enhancements. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we'll talk a little bit here in a few moments about some of those program enhancements that really are going to help kids with special needs to move forward in their own independent lives.
Right. And just to be clear concerning artificial intelligence, this is really my voice. This is the voice of Eddie Kendall. This is the voice of
absolutely.
Dr. Steve Tunnicliffe.
Maybe you can make us look better or sound better, but as for right now, this is the best we have.
Absolutely it is. So I'm glad you mentioned the work that we do with special needs persons in Genesee County and the connections that we're making. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of the highlight of the podcast. We talked about Project Search. And the community connection was specifically Meijer Grocery Store. Super proud of that episode. And then career technical education, just defining how important and impactful that is for the 1,800 students that participate here at the Genesee Career Institute. But why are these types of opportunities so important for our students? And it encompasses all students.
Absolutely. I think it's... And it might be cliche, but it's about building, you know, more seamless pathways for students and families. You mentioned Project Search as one example that we're certainly proud of. We also, the ISD had the first Project Search with Genesee Park System, and we're proud of that. And it's grown, and Meijer has been a tremendous partner. My hope is that those are two examples of many that will grow over time. Those programs work with individuals and students that are, you know, quite literally transitioning out of high school, mm-hmm. may not be transitioning into college or the workforce yet, but with additional support can make their way into meaningful, gainful employment. But you have to have those supports in place, and those supports rely on collaboration and partnerships. And as you mentioned, the Genesee Parks and Meijer are examples. That's expanded significantly. We have multiple districts now that are partnering in Project Search. And that's one example, but we also have many, many school districts that are partnering in other ways to mm-hmm. build transition programming, where students can get experiences in the workplace, and then more important than just experiences, gainful employment. And recognizing that we can build a pathway for that doesn't stop at grade 12 for students, where families and students aren't just putting their hands up saying what comes next.
Absolutely.
So that's a great example. I think the CTE example, as we mentioned, I think the times of us of not recognizing the importance of CTE are well past us, especially here in Genesee County with so many thousands of students that take advantage of programs here. I think the other key thing about our programs here is they integrate in, it's not just about CTE, it's not just about higher ed, but it's integrating pathways where there's opportunities for both. So students are earning college mm-hmm. credit, dual enrollment credit, but also a skill where they might go on to a two-year university, they might go on to a two-year college or a four-year university, but they're pathways that are built that families mm-hmm. don't have to navigate on their own, but instead are more seamless for kids. And then I would just add one last piece. You mentioned collaboration with higher eds. Our collaborations specifically with Mott Community College and U of M Flint, those have just flourished over the last couple of years here in GCI. But then I also think of the collaborations that are future bound. So U of M Flint's, building their program back up for special education teachers, which is going to benefit our community years down the road.
Will.
So plenty of examples, I think.
Those are great examples, but I'm glad you kind of mentioned the term pathway, because we often think of college and career pathway, college and career readiness, but now this is really evidence of pathways for all. That's why I'm glad you really highlighted Project Search and Genesee County Parks, but so many different individual opportunities. And sure, we can't do it without the work of collaboration. But what makes collaboration across Genesee County so unique in as it relates to the success that we're experiencing right now?
Well, I think at the end of the day, collaboration is about, it's about relationships and people. And, you know, in a time and a space when we tend to look at technologies and things like that, sometimes I think we miss the reality that true collaboration is eyeball to eyeball. It's person to person that allows for organization to organization collaboration. And where I don't take credit for it, but I'm so proud to be a part of just, you know, we do have tremendous collaboration. It begins with superintendents.
It sure does.
Boards of education work very, very well across Genesee County. And I do feel like we have more than ever a recognition that individually as one of 21 districts or 14 public school academies, to have one or two shining lights doesn't help the entire community. And so it's a recognition that we're all in this together.
All in it together.
You know, I think when you talk about collaboration and we think of, you know, from my perspective, as I look at the entire county, and we talk about what's going to encourage, you know, businesses, large scale businesses or investors or families to move into Genesee County, it's not going to be one or two good school districts or even great school districts. It's going to be an entire region that demonstrates an ability to move forward and improve lives of an entire community. And so that's been our work, and I truly believe people are bought into that.
That's a great way to kind of describe that, because there's so much work to be done, but everybody has an opportunity to connect to the work. That's why collaboration is so important. So I really appreciate you kind of laying that out for our listeners. But Dr. Tunnicliffe, as you look ahead, what are some of the exciting initiatives on the horizon that you would like our listeners to know, specifically for the ISD, and then we'll kind of morph into countywide initiatives?
Well, I think, you know, in the facility we're in right now here at GCI, we've got, we're just starting another expansion. This is going to be an $11 million expansion for our healthcare program, so they'll have a dedicated wing specifically for all of our healthcare pathways, which is one of our biggest programs here at GCI. That expansion will allow us to continue programming while that's being built. Once students move, or those programs move into that new state-of-the-art facility, not only will it benefit that program, but then we'll be able to rethink how we can utilize existing spaces for new and more innovative programming. So, yes, it's a great opportunity for students in the healthcare field and our partners in the healthcare space. But also, it's going to give us space to innovate in those spaces that they're in right now. How can we rethink new programming for students? And of course, CTE, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Is what are those new opportunities where students are going to be able to enter into the workforce in a meaningful way? We talked about special education, but you know, we're beginning the design phase for new opportunities for yet another expansion of programming here at the ISD. And our focus really in this is going to be for our adult students. That will provide additional space over at Elmernoff Learning Center, but more importantly, really unique and purposeful spaces and programming for adult students that currently we serve at EKLC. So that I'm really excited about that. It's going to take some time, but we've already, the board's been supportive of dedicating funding towards that. And so we're in the design phase of that. And then when I think about programming, I look at some of the things that, again, a lot of your listeners probably don't realize. Genesee Opportunity, which we highlighted earlier this
we
year.
We certainly did.
It's you think about the fact that that is now a $1,800 per student opportunity here in Genesee County, could be for higher education, but could be for another pathway. That's a big deal, and it continues to grow. I'm certain in the next couple of years we'll meet and exceed $2,000 a student for that one-time jumpstart stipend. That's community-based.
Community-based. And the inception was $400.
That's exactly right. And it's just I think it points to the reality that this is a resource-rich community in so many ways, and it's not to not acknowledge the challenges that we have within Genesee County, but instead to also recognize we have tremendous resources and tremendous pride and supports and good people doing good things.
Absolutely, and the recognition is that people in Genesee County clearly are invested in education for all students. That's why I'm glad you mentioned some of the initiatives for students with disabilities, because this really shows the expectation of access for all students.
Yeah. I think if I could, one other thing I would add in terms of these partnerships, we talked about higher education, Project Search, some of these other pieces, but our continued growth in partnerships with the business community, the Flint and Genesee Group, and then individual from hospitals to individually owned companies, their engagement here at Genesee Career Institute, and then more broadly. Again, I think back to many years ago, I don't know that there was the collaboration and recognition that we're all in this together. When kids are better prepared, businesses flourish. When businesses flourish, communities grow. So I think recognition of collaborations goes across that spectrum.
And definitely the evidence is there. But how do you see education continuing to evolve over the next few years in Genesee County specifically? And can you kind of lay out this pathway of the countywide goal or countywide initiative that really will kind of put a button on this collaboration that we do here in Genesee County for our listeners?
Sure. I think the biggest thing that we're working on is ensuring that all of us need additional supports. Of course, the state, rightfully so, is identifying additional training and supports around literacy. So I'll just use as an example. We have the ability to do lots of different things, or we have the ability to do really specific work really, really well. And that's the direction that we're taking as a county with the full support of the local district superintendents. And so identifying how can we train not a few people, but all of our teachers in some of these critical areas around literacy, and then also math as just simple examples, and then support that training long term. When you talk about improved education and improved teaching and learning, these are not one and done opportunities, and we know that as educators, we know that as teachers, we know that as educational leaders, but we don't always commit to that long term. How do we provide those initial supports and trainings, and then build on it and build on it and build on it? Provide common language. Provide
absolutely.
Opportunities for teachers to truly collaborate, not just within districts, but across districts. Well, you have to have that common agreement, common language, common training. And so I'm excited about that. And I think we know that when we commit to things like that long term, we can have sustained improvement and impact on learning for kids. Again, I'll revisit that piece on AI. From my perspective, similar to the pandemic, one of the things the pandemic made clear to us as educators is the importance of community and the importance of relationships. At one time we saw the role of technology and the ability to to teach remotely and learn remotely, but I think most of us would agree it also highlighted the need for face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball interaction, and that for the vast majority of our children and families, that's highly valued and still critically important. I think AI is going to demonstrate the same. I think it's going to be about how can we utilize tools to help improve opportunities, to help improve teaching and learning, but never replace eyeball to eyeball. And I'm confident, absolutely, you know, personally, that we'll do just that. Just as we did with learning from the pandemic, is are there some ways that we could, you know, maybe use AI to in place of eyeball to eyeball instruction? Maybe, but I think our goal is going to be how do we utilize it to improve and enhance then the importance of eyeball to eyeball relationships and teaching and learning with
right,
with kids across our community. And so I'm excited. I believe that's what our goal and focus will be. And I think we recognize, you know, the challenges with AI. But I think if we're looking at the use of it in the right ways, not in place of, but in addition to and enhancing, that it does have the potential to make some great strides for education.
So it's really an additional resource to enhance the individual educational experience for every single learner.
Exactly. And not replacing those key things that we know, those
the relationship piece with
absolutely,
the teacher.
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's a great example of what we're excited about as we look forward to the future. But Dr. Tunnicliffe, just to kind of sum it up, mm-hmm, what message would you like to share with, you know, our educators, families, students, teachers that are listening in this wonderful community as we kind of move forward?
Yeah, I think I'd just kind of go back to what I mentioned before. I think we always, as a community, have to acknowledge our challenges, and we have to acknowledge where we can, should, and will do better. But I think we also have to acknowledge what we have in terms of resources. And when I say resources, I don't just mean money or facilities or programming. I mean people, people who are committed to this community, people who are committed in the long term to growth and opportunities. And there's countless examples every year, and I have the ability now, I guess, the opportunity maybe to see some of that work that's happening across the entire community in education, but then, you know, philanthropically or with the business community, you know, really across the entire county. And that gives me confidence that we're moving forward and in the right direction. And there's just a ton of people and organizations that are doing great work. I think our continued challenge is to how do we leverage all of that? How do we, you know, try to make sure that we're not redundant in our work? But we've got a great community. We have great resources and great people. And our kids are counting on all of us to work together for a better tomorrow.
Absolutely there. And Dr. Tunnicliffe, even before we close, I just want to say you've been an outstanding advocate for education for students, staff, and families in Genesee County for a very long time. But we really appreciate the way you even articulate our goals and expectations and the things that you're passionate about as we kind of move forward.
Thank you.
So thank you so much again for being here and joining us to celebrate really over 1 year of episodes in Inside Education. So
it's been my pleasure. I definitely appreciate it. It gets better every time. I don't know about this particular time.
I think it's always say, it's money. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, thank you to everyone who's listened and supported and shared these conversations over the past year. We're excited to continue highlighting the amazing work happening across Genesee County Schools. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education. a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.